Before introducing the mayor, these are the facts in yesterday's bombing, as far as we know. At approximately 7:33 p.m., an unidentified man in his late 20s to early 40s detonated a waistcoat full of improvised explosives during a private cocktail party held at City Hall. There were 37 victims, 21 were declared dead at the scene, 16 were taken to 3 hospitals where another 2 died. The remaining 14 victims are receiving treatments for their injuries, including amputation of limbs, replacement of skin tissue, and in 4 cases, assisted breathing. Prior to the explosion, there was an incident with a black woman who was heckling a speaker at the event. While she was detained, a different woman successfully stole an original portrait of Alexander Hamilton painted by Revolutionary War artist John Trumbull. Both women escaped custody, and unfortunately, there was no footage of the event currently existing. The bomber is still unknown, but we believe him to be affiliated with a gang called the Herald's Angels. It is not known at this point whether these 3 parties were working together, but the police department is investigating all possibilities.
Does that include the possibility that Detachi terrorists, vampires, zombies are behind this?
I should say almost all possibilities. While we are aware of these rumors, and it is true during the course of the investigation, eyewitnesses have told us in contradictory and impossible statements about one of our persons of interest turning into dust or bats. I will repeat the police department's stance on these so-called tetchy terrorist vampire zombies, which is that they do not exist. They are a delusion of pop culture's obsession with both vampires and zombies. And not a terribly imaginative one, just mashing those 2 together. This is the laziest form of hysteria. That aside, I give you Mayor Schlacker.
Thank you, Commissioner. I was a guest at the event at City Hall last night and personally knew many of the victims, so this is a complicated moment for me. I'm not sure what you can say at times of tragedy like this, although I would like to say that the event was not a political event for my re-election campaign, as some people have reported. I was a guest. The outpouring of support from across this country has been fantastic, and this, you know, that it takes a tragedy to recognize what you have and how humans can pull together and be amazing with each other, it's some strange magic. Before we get too far into this conference, I'd like to introduce you to one of our city's shining lights. He's an independent entrepreneur and a restaurateur who will be familiar to you by voice. His radio ads are a New York institution. I'm proud to introduce Mr. Deeds.
How you do? This is a tragedy for our city and the entire nation. And when I heard the news, I knew I just had to do something. So I did. In the name of my restaurant, the Ambrosia Diner, I'm putting up a $50,000 reward for anyone with details that can lead us to these 2 persons of interest should they prove connected to this murdering dog who has scarred our great city. That's a 5 with 4 zeros.
How many people owe meals to you?
The tip line. They can report through the tip line. Now, I'm going to break convention here because I respect all the work our police officers do. But I believe the vampire zombies exist and are behind this crime. I've seen them, y'all. I've seen them at night. And so have many of you. It's time we give up on this science-denying position. It's our silence that lets them continue to feed. So I have another offer. $100,000 to anyone who can prove the existence of the tetchy terrorist vampire zombies. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. Let's all go get some monsters, y'all.
Hello and welcome to Adventures in New America, where every other week we bring you new tales from the tragic American after. This week, the fifth episode of Tetchy Terrorist Vampire Zombies in Outer Space, which we have titled A New Face in Hell. We'll be coming to you in stereo right after these words from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Haley. Take some time this weekend and come see what I've got.
It's all here. Guns, ammo, knives, jewelry, sporting accessories, fine china, antique explosives. This weekend at the Billy Budd Thanksgiving Gun and Knife Show. Hunters and home defenders, this show is for you. Buy, sell, swap, trade. This weekend at the Northeast's largest gun and knife show.
There's so much to experience. Bring a friend. I'll bring mine.
It's the show, the only show worth talking about. The Billy Budd Thanksgiving Gun and Knife Show.
All day Saturday until the sun goes down. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
If you miss this gun show, the terrorists will win, and the cost is your family's lives.
Golly gee!
So come to the Billy Budd Thanksgiving Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the Sojourner Truth Fine Arts and Convention Center in Rifton, New York.
Sure shooting. I'll probably see you there.
Two weeks have passed since the successful heist at City Hall. The police found no link between the terrorist attack and the other disturbances. So the heat, as they say, is off. Our heroes have emerged from IA's apartment, where they have been hiding out since their dramatic escape, and into the empty, windy streets of Red Hook. They're dressed identically, in fake tuxedo shirts, black bow ties, black slacks with satin stripes down the outside seam, and black wingtips.
All right, I am so tired of walking, and this waiter costume you made me wear is making me hot.
That's it up ahead. Man, you almost made it from the subway without complaining.
Well, I'm hoping you can make it to the end of the day without causing the death of innocents, so.
Come on, 1-2, 1-2.
Simon.
2 weeks is a long time for two people to hide in a small space.
Here we are.
IA and Simon enter a nondescript building amidst warehouses by the gently lapping waves of the East River. Inside, only one person can be seen. At a desk, behind bulletproof glass, an elderly man snoozes into the palm of his hand. He sits behind an old national cash register from the 1960s.
But where is here?
Here is opportunity, and it's wherever you find it.
That's not really an answer. You said this was going to be big money?
I said it was going to be big money.
Oh.
Just calm down. Tell Ali we've arrived.
Who?
Ali, the old guy sleeping on his till.
Well, why don't you do it?
Because you need to do something. I've done a lot of things today. Now it's your turn. Give and take. Isn't that how people do?
Hello? Sir?
His name's Ali.
Ali. Ali!
You make poor alarm clock.
Well, I didn't go to school for it. Sir!
Ha! You! You want some food?
Okay.
No, Ali. We're here to see Florence.
Florence?
Yes, Florence. Tell her it's Simon Carr.
I will call her in the voice box.
Great.
Clyde! Clyde!
What, Ali? I'm busy here.
Clyde!
I hear you. You don't need to shout, Ali. That's the point of the intercom system.
Clyde, there's two men here to see Florence.
I'm a woman.
Fuck, really?
Hello, Clyde. It's Simon Carr.
He cannot hear you if I don't push the button.
Yeah?
Hello? Hello?
Clyde, his name is Simon Carr, and his name is...
Oh, IA.
Oh, IA. Here to see Miss Florence.
I'm coming.
Clyde will come to take you to Miss Florence.
Thanks.
So, how long have you worked here?
I will turn up the radio high so you do not have to have small talk.
Oh, okay. That's fair, I guess.
Ooh, that song is fire!
And so in whatever myriad of deals I made are due, when the sentences are over and the narratives are through, I'll leave a loving note upon the door addressed to you. But the devil has got my number. The devil has got my number.
We'll be back in a moment with more Adventures in New America on the Night Vale Presents Network after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, hello, Grace. I hope I'm not disturbing you, Irene, but I wanted to return your bundt cake pan.
Thank you. John will be so pleased to see his favorite cinnamon bundt cake on the table this Thanksgiving.
I heard he's coming home from the war. You must be so thankful.
We are. And then the next day, he goes right back out to the battles. I'll tell you, Grace, you know what I'm really thankful for?
What's that, Irene?
I'm thankful that I married a man responsible enough to fight in the new American Army, and that we live in a time when that responsibility is tested. So many people talk a good game about loving this country or defending their family, but ever since John joined the new American Army, I know it's not just talk. It's real.
But what if he dies?
Better to die a man than live as a mouse.
Sigh. Your John's a real man, not like my Bill.
Oh, well, I'm sure Bill is...
I'm glad I brought your bundt cake pan back, Irene. I'm going straight back home to tell Bill to put his money where his mouth is. I'm sending him to the war.
Don't be a disappointment to those you love. Join the New American Army today!
How you do? Thanksgiving is just around the corner, and the Ambrosia Diner is kicking it into full gear to get all our special pre-orders ready for your big day. This year, we have all your favorites for you to reheat when you host your friends and family. We have Max cornbread dressing, our famous mashed potatoes and corn mock shoe, Shirley's green bean casserole, the best turkey you have ever tasted, and of course, everybody's gonna want Miss Trixie's cake. She's baking them right now. She asked me if she could go home today, and I told her she should know better by now. Her life until Thanksgiving Day is baking these cakes for you! Call the restaurant today, and we will fax you the full list of Thanksgiving items available for you to order a la carte. And don't forget our raffle! Due to high demand, we have extended the contest by another 4 weeks. You can buy tickets online at ambrosiadiner.net or in person at the restaurant where we tell you you can have it all at the Ambrosia Diner.
Hello and welcome to Act 2 of tonight's episode of Adventures in New America, titled A New Face in Hell. After 20 minutes or so, a young man with bored eyes emerges to escort I.A. and Simon to Ms. Florence's office. It does not escape I.A.'s attention that this man, Clyde, is wearing a costume identical to the one that Simon has forced him to wear.
Sorry, I was so tense back there. That guy Ollie just works my nerves, you know?
It's nothing.
Just because he's been with the organization longer. But you know what? The world has changed since he's joined. We can't live in the past.
And what is the job here? What do you all do?
Don't waste my time asking obvious questions you should already know the answer to if you've been here with me bringing you to Florence, okay? I have enough on my mind.
Sorry.
Don't mind IA. He doesn't know what he wants to do until he's already done it.
What is that?
Rats. The whole place is full of rats. The whole city.
Is that a problem?
Is that a problem? Of course it's a fucking problem. The whole fucking building is full of fucking rats. They stay out of the dorm room, thank God. But leave a pack of almonds laying around, I dare you.
You have some almonds?
I fucking dare you. I hate almonds. But they're the only nut I can eat. What am I gonna do? Eat an almond after rats touch it? That's how you get a hantavirus.
Oh, no.
You just squat down and shit out your liquefied organs. That's a soft serve of death, my friend. Game over.
Oh, my God!
That one just climbed on my leg.
Oh! Oh, oh!
Yeah, they got no fear. No fucking fear. They fuck in the middle of the hallways and act like you're rude when you try to pass. You know rats fuck? The girl rats, the female rats, if you give them a choice of fucking a rat they fucked before or a new rat they've never fucked, they'll fuck the new rat every time.
Hey, you, me, and the rat, brother.
Yeah, but get this. As tripped up as humans are about social stress, like say you got a rat that was bullied as a ratling, but then later on in life its fortunes reversed. Female rats will be able to tell it was stressed when it was younger, before it had it made, and then they won't fuck it.
What, never?
Well, unless she's already fucked all the other rats in the room, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a fucking doctor. I read it on Wikipedia, before Bloody Cyber Day, of course.
Yeah?
Mission passed. Gentlemen, see you on the counting floor.
You see that, IA? Finally someone wound up more tight than you.
Now, what did he mean by the counting floor? What's that?
Open the door. I'm not getting up.
Hello? Florence?
Close the door. You'll let in the draft. Is it hot in here, or is it just me?
Actually, it is a little warm.
You think you got problems? I don't even know you, and already you bring me problems. What else is wrong with you? You thirsty? You're hungry?
I would love a glass of water.
I'd like some of those almonds.
Nobody offering you almonds. You got your forms? No, of course you don't got your forms. Another problem you bring me. I'm going to get the forms. Touch nothing. I don't have time for this.
You really need to tell me what we're doing here.
Now you're interested.
I keep asking.
We are pursuing the American dream.
What? Work hard and anyone can be president?
No. The real American dream. The one that says we can have and do anything we want and implies our lack of privilege is our own fault for not working hard enough. The long con, IA.
How does that make us money for my operation?
Look, what's the most American thing ever? Indians! They were here before anybody, and the colonizers bought the land the Indians didn't want, and the Indians were like, good luck moving that land, buddy. That's where we do all our number twos anyway. And so the early colonizers cleared away all the Indian feces and built the mighty city we now know as Manhattan. The whole time making money doing things no one else wanted to do for free and reusing stuff others left for garbage. And since that's how those guys got to the top of the pyramid, they feel sentimental about it and leave that path open for hustlers. But also, they don't want the competition, so it helps them to know who to eliminate. You know how many people are assassinated every year, but everyone says it's a heart attack? Healthy folks?
Okay, it's First Nations people, first of all, not Indians. And would you please explain what we are doing here?
We are going to melt U.S. currency for its scrap metal content.
What?
This scam is huge. We'll net a share of the action, and it doesn't matter when we signed on. Everybody gets the same regardless, like in the Bible.
While getting these forms for you, I ran into somebody I don't like very much.
I'm sorry to hear that, Florence.
You better remember all these problems you're causing me. Okay, fill these out. What denomination do you want your shares?
United States dollars.
So bold is our Miss Carr. Here, take these syringe pens and sign.
You mean with our blood?
Yes, with your blood. How we know you're human if you don't sign in blood?
I don't know how to answer that.
Sign it. Here.
Ow!
There. Now sign.
Oh! Right here. Let me aim. Done.
Good. Welcome to Cleco Metal Retrieval. Now you two head for the counting floor.
Thank you, Florence.
And don't forget to close the door. It's cold in here.
We interrupt this program for a special news announcement.
Hello, I'm Night Vale Presents Emergency and Safety Manager Kip Salinger. We apologize for interrupting Adventures in New America, but we have new coordinates for the asteroid currently headed towards the planet. There has been a slight deviation in its trajectory. And if you consult your asteroid map, we are looking at 00.00.001.458, and that's from 00.00.002983, an hour ago. So it looks like good news, but still no other official announcement from the government calling off the alert. We will return with more information as it becomes available, but again, it looks like we are going to miss total destruction once again. We now return you to Adventures in New America, already in progress.
In the counting room. IA, here's 4B. This'll be a station.
I knew this was a big operation, but damn, I had no idea. There must be hundreds of people here.
Yeah, great. Come on, Simon, follow me. You're on the other side of 3F.
Hey, we're being split up.
Aw, it's okay, lover. I'll be faithful.
But what do I do?
Whatever they tell you.
Hello. Excuse me, ma'am. Today's my first day, and I,
You don't recognize me, IA?
Gertrude! I haven't seen you since City Hall. How did you escape, and why are you here?
Shh. Talk later. Don't look too excited. You see the soldiers on the catwalk? Don't stare.
Yeah, I see the soldiers. They're dressed like waiters, too. Why are we all dressed like waiters?
Camouflage. We shouldn't look idle too long. We are here to work, right?
Frankly, Gertrude, I don't know why I'm here. And Simon was really annoying about it.
Are you left or right-handed?
I'm ambidextrous.
Come on. You want to live, right?
Of course I want to live. Am I in danger?
And maybe you also want to find someone to love?
Well, I mean, it sounds nice, but I'm not. I'm not really sure what love is.
You're more of a mess than I thought.
Right-handed. I'm dominant with my right hand.
Great. So pick up coins with your right hand.
Okay.
Pour them face up in your left hand. No, palm up in your left hand.
Hey, it's kind of like we're holding hands.
Uh-huh. Now check them all out and sort them up. This one goes in cent pieces stamped 1945 and before.
Okay.
These are cent pieces stamped 1946 through 1982.
Huh.
Anything older than 1927 goes in this glass jar. You give it a try.
Okay.
You're a natural.
Thanks. These pennies from after 1982?
They go in this hole in the center of your workstation along with non-collectible dimes and quarters from after 1982.
So those are worth more as currency than melted metal.
Hey, you catch on. All nickels get melted, but if they're from 1964 or before, they get sorted out into this jar.
But isn't it illegal to destroy currency?
So once with a woman's right to vote. And you know what was not illegal? Child labor. History rewards innovation. Why worry?
I'm just one of those people. If I were the only one driving on the road in the zombie apocalypse, I would still go to speed limit. Too fast would feel wrong.
So fuck my right to vote.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I mean that. I don't know. Maybe back then I would be like that, but if I grew up in a different time, who I am and how I would react would change, right?
What you believe would happen depends on what you believe about nature and nurture. Slavery is wrong, right?
Right.
But in antebellum times, would you be supporting the status quo of slavery?
Simon asked me that while we were hiding out these last 2 weeks, and I know the answer I should give is hell no. And any other time, I would unquestionably say hell no, because I, like everyone else, want to think of myself as, you know, the Superman, the Batman, the Wonder Woman. I'm the hero, so I act heroically and do what's right. But if I'm honest, and ever since this cancer started, what's the point of not being honest? I struggle with the question. Not what's right, that's obvious, but what I would actually have done.
What did Simon say she'd do?
She said I would have been a slave who talks up and supports slavery.
Interesting. But what did she say about herself?
Oh, she said she would have owned slaves if that was the trend, but she's a sociopath.
Who isn't?
No, she really is a sociopath. She... Oops!
That's my boob you're touching.
I'm so sorry. I thought it was the metal can.
That's supposed to be a compliment?
No, I... Oh, man. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Quit freaking out. I'm joking. It's obviously...
Oh!
Oh, my God. You're a total spaz.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I mess everything up.
It's not a big deal. I'll help. Here's a new jar.
Thanks. Ooh! What's that? Oh, no! They think I'm stealing. Oh, Gertrude, would you please watch for me?
Come on. Stand up. That just means the boss is coming.
The boss?
Look up there on the catwalk. And when he's talking, don't look away.
He's one of those petty tyrant, can't take what they give types.
This is deadly serious, IA. The boss don't fuck around.
Hello, little people. How you do?
Friends, we've reached the end of this week's Adventures in New America. Will Mr. Deeds fire IA? Would Simon really own slaves? And exactly how did Gertrude escape City Hall? Adventures in New America was written and created by Tristan Cohen and Stephen Winter. This week's episode starred Paige Gilbert, Starley Kine, and the New America Players, featuring Reginald L. Barnes, David Commander, Denise Dixon, Ure Egbuho, Julian Fleischer, Kurt Harding, Joseph Limus, Matt Morano, Aaron Markey, Chris Sarley, T.L. Thompson, Tony Torn, and Brian Webster. The music you heard in this episode was created by Wayne Barker, the United States Army Band, Billy Murray, the Brooklyn Dodgers, Turner Cody, Moist Porkskins, and Caged Animals. During the overnight sessions this week, our cast and crew were treated to Lisa Lisa Pizza Pizza, the slice so nice they named it twice. Twice! Visit their new location on Hendrick Street in East New York, one block from the A train at Van Sicklin. Lisa Lisa Pizza Pizza. Our sound designer and audio engineer was Vincent Caccione. Adam Cecil was our director of marketing. Associate producer, Ashlyn Hatch. Christy Gressman, executive producer. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are listening to the Night Vale Presents Network.
As if I haven't wasted enough time today. Now they want me to tell you what's gonna happen 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks from now? What do I know? You know what I think? 2 weeks from now, we'll probably be 2 weeks closer to death. And I'll probably get thrown under the bus. So you can tune into that if you want. What do I care? This is Clyde over and out.
Adventures in New America is a People's Exploitation Army Limited production.